to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Dungeons on Demand, Volume 3 to be exact. And I have the mastermind behind this campaign himself. I have Dan with me today. How's it going, Dan?
It's going well. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining me. We're recording on a Saturday, and I never really do that, so it's kind of different, but I appreciate you working your schedule out so we can have you on the show.
Oh, hey, no problem. Thanks for accommodating. Yeah, I'm living in the past up here in I guess I'm living in the future compared to you.
That's right. You're 2 hours in the future.
Yeah,
to me.
Yeah. You're up early.
How is it in the future?
Oh, it's going well over here. It's a nice January day in Baltimore.
There you go. Well, sweet. Well, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Okay. Well, I have been playing fantasy role-playing games, Dungeons & Dragons, anything, you name it, since I was about 10 years old. And a couple years ago, I came to make a company with aims to start a Kickstarter for a project that I've been working on since then. And once I got into Kickstarter, I saw how blossomed the role-playing community was on there. And I thought, hey, like, I love making adventures and putting them out there. So if I could get some funding, I could do this. And that came to fruition last March. I came in and put out the first volume of Dungeons on Demand and had such a great, incredible, good experience, not only with Kickstarter, but just community in general and getting to meet everybody that plays these games. And I've done it twice since then. So right now we're on the third volume.
That's awesome. So, and I see that a link on the Kickstarter, if people go to there, is to DriveThruRPG. Are you behind that as well?
Yeah, so, well, Kickstarter does the funding for the adventures that I create, and then they are actually distributed through DriveThruRPG. So once the volumes are funded, they are sold after the fact through DriveThruRPG. But if you back it as a Kickstarter backer, you'll get everything through DriveThru for free. There's no additional cost after that.
You know, and it's kind of funny because I already knew what DriveThruRPG was. Like I'm familiar with that, and so when I saw that, I'm like, "What? That's pretty cool."
Yeah. Yeah.
So, it was funny that you said you started playing D&D when you're 10. I wish I could have started when I was 10, but there was a family rule: you can't start playing D&D until you're 12. And I was just like, "Come on!"
That's so, you know, scary.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was just a family rule. I guess they figured I could. At 12 years old, I could separate reality from, you know, fantasy a little bit better.
Yeah.
But I had three older brothers that played every weekend, and so it was I was just anticipating the day, and then but every when I turned 12, I played with them like every Friday or Saturday, like all through high school and junior high and everything. It was pretty awesome.
That sounds great. That sounds great.
What? Yeah, and so we are big D&D fans, and so when I saw this, I was like, oh, well, I definitely have to have Dan come on the show and talk about it. So let's talk about this Kickstarter. Okay. So tell us a little bit about what Dungeons on Demand really is.
Okay, so, well, other than, you know, just my crazy, punny, funny, you know, zany ideas for adventures, though the heart of it is that it's basically a drop-in dungeon. If you don't want to plan a campaign or a dungeon crawl or something like that, I've done all the work for you. I've referenced all the monsters, items, and spells. I've taken care of all the read-aloud text, all the plot ideas you can have to get your players to the adventure sites, and everything is neatly contained in a PDF packet. So there's not a lot of major modifications you'll have to make to run it as is. I mean, all you'll really need to do is read over it to make sure you understand what's going on. And you can, you know, dissect it, take it apart, make it your own thing. I've had plenty of people that will purchase the adventures and just use different encounters out of them or completely change them around and just use the maps that are created. And, you know, that's really what I want to do. I want to provide that type of resource for someone. I'm not saying you have to run it as is, because that's not what the heart of D&D is about.
Yeah, so, no, that's cool. I like how there's, you know, a little bit of freedom to it. But I admit that I've dabbled in creating my own campaigns, but every once in a while you just want something pre-made, so you could just jump into it right away, especially if you're, let's say, you bring some people that have never played D&D before, and you might want a little bit more stability and stuff like that.
Right.
So I can appreciate the flexibility of you know, Dungeons on Demand, being able to, oh, I could use this, or I could use all of it. So that's really cool.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. So today, as we're recording, there's still 20 days left to go on the mm-hmm. Kickstarter. And, you're overly successfully funded. And that's awesome. So congratulations.
Thank you. I think I feel like I've treaded the Kickstarter waters enough to know how it works. And I'm not sure how much you've looked into this or not, but it's my philosophy that, you know, if you have a lower goal, you might end up actually doing more than if you set it higher.
But, you know, it's kind of funny. I've seen that a lot. And I've actually seen projects that have canceled and then come back with a lower price tag.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're funded a lot quicker and then some.
Right.
And it's kind of funny, like, they reach their original goal that they had the first time they went and surpass that and it's kind of that, yeah, it's kind of interesting. Just like, oh, well, I'm going to back this because I know it's going to get funded pretty quick because it's so low.
Yeah, it's and that then, mindset. So
it's just like, I know I'm going to get a copy of this. I'll back it. And then, you know, and then just word of mouth spreads from there.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and Kickstarter also has kind of crazy metrics. Like, I'll be super busy the first week. This is the end of the first week of it. And then for the next 2 weeks, I might not be very busy. And then the last week will be crazy. So,
That's something I've noticed too, with a lot of Kickstarters, what you have that big, huge, you know, spike at the
right.
beginning, and then you plateau, and then you have another big spike.
Right.
And so it's kind of funny how that works, because people hear about it at the beginning, but during the middle of the campaign, you're like, you know, nothing. And then you have that big, huge, you know, like marketing push essentially at the end, and then more people know about it. So.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I guess because when I did the first Kickstarter that was not for Dungeons on Demand, we hadn't hit our goal by, you know, we were halfway to our goal after the first week, and we were really excited, and then we didn't do anything, and we got really, really nervous, and then, you know, it all came through at the end. So it's like, wow, you're really holding your breath, depending on
what
you do.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, since you're a Kickstarter veteran, a lot of people on the show are aspiring Kickstarter campaign they want to start something. So if you could give advice to aspiring people to start their Kickstarter, what would you say is some good tips?
Oh, I can give you plenty of advice. the first thing I would say is make sure people are aware of what you're doing well before it goes on Kickstarter, because that will help that first week push that we talked about. I start letting people know when my products are coming to Kickstarter literally months before. I think I announced the one that just started this week back in the beginning of November. It's also really helpful to have your stuff done as close to possible before you go to Kickstarter. That gives you a couple of things that you can do. One, it gives more confidence in your backers, because you can show more pictures and you know, whatever of your product, so that they know that you have something that's working. You don't just have a prototype. Now, that doesn't always work out depending upon what you're making, because sometimes you need that funding from Kickstarter to do what it is that you're doing. But the more art you have, the more confidence you can instill in your backers and your product, the better. So if you can spend more time working on getting everything created in the forefront before you do any crowdfunding, that's going to be more successful for you in the end. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just like, no, that's definitely something I've recognized too. It's just that, you know, the more you have done, and if you pretty much have a completed product, then the other bonus is that you get it out quicker to the backers than them having to wait for a long time for it as well.
Right. And that's one of the things I always put, make my backers a priority. I learned from my last campaign when, you know, I can't do all of this sitting at an office in 20 minutes. So I planned this one to end so that I'll have a whole weekend to distribute everything out, you know, right after the campaign ends. The last thing I'll also say is, depending upon what it is that you're making, really take a look at your shipping costs. Shipping has sunk so many successful projects from getting out in fulfillment, and you know, if you have a lot of rewards that is that you're offering, you really want to look at that shipping structure and take a look at what costs are, because people will severely underestimate how much it costs to ship something, especially if you're shipping outside of the country.
Yeah, especially, yeah, if it's coming from China, you're going to be paying a little bit more than you otherwise.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a big endeavor.
Definitely. So, I mean, I'm super excited for you. Congratulations once again on a successful Kickstarter. And so we know that this is going to be made. So when do you hope to have the availability of people to pick this up after the Kickstarter is over?
So, well, everything's distributed digitally through DriveThruRPG. I plan on doing it. Now, I always preface these statements that I'm at the mercy of Kickstarter. So if Kickstarter doesn't give me a backer report, or if there is some problem with processing, my hands are kind of tied. But the last time, it was literally the day after. So the day after the campaign ends, this is February 6th, you'll get any backers will be distributed the base rewards. Now, there's some stretch goal rewards that are being created now that will come after the fact, because they won't be ready in time. But
definitely,
it's never taken me longer than 6 to 8 weeks to finish all the stretch goal rewards. And it looks like we're going to hit all the stretch goal rewards, and there's more this time around. So I'm kind of hesitant to promise that time frame, but, you know, compared to other Kickstarters where it might be years, you're definitely going to be receiving, what you want to back for immediately. And then everything else is going to be coming trickling in over the next several weeks.
That's exciting. No, that's awesome. That's also another benefit of having your project nearly done, is that, you know, people don't have to wait forever. It's just like, oh, I can start playing this next month. Oh, yeah. So that's pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, and since it's digital, you could literally play it the next day when
I know.
Out. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Maybe people will have a lot of, you know, they'll have their D&D parties the next day for sure.
Yeah. Well, people were doing that for the first campaign that I did, and I was heartbroken. I was like, guys, I have to wait for Kickstarter to give me the stuff yet. I can't give it to you right now.
So be patient, everyone. You know, there's logistics and numbers and all sorts of things involved, but be patient. And Dan, once again, thank you for coming on the show. I know that having a successful crazy Kickstarter can take a lot of your time, but I appreciate you coming on the show.
Oh, hey, I really appreciate you having me. It was a fun time.
Thanks. And thank you to Dan Patrice, who's Dan the Board Game Man from the Geek All-Stars. He did our intro and outro. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.